Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Faber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Faber moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Faber scores. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harris moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Bludge moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Harris scores. Bludge moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Maynish moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Blue steals third. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown has Fonseca trapped. He runs over and tags Fonseca for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hargrave to Cronin covering second. The throw back to home, and Fothergill is out at the plate. Kerr moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. QL reaches second base with a double. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb strikes out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Blue moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.